Our sermon today is based on a reading from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Thank you, God, for calling us together in a spirit of unity. I have a lot of quirky things on my desk, and that's the focus of this month's sermon series, What's on My Desk. I have things on my desk that make me smile and give me warm memories. One is a crystal book that is etched with the date of my ordination. It was a gift from Tim Kelly, who was the editor of the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper, where I worked before, during, and after attending seminary. I had asked him to do a scripture reading during the ordination ceremony, and he was genuinely touched that I wanted to include him. The memento is beautiful, but it makes me a little sad now because Tim passed away a few years ago. I still treasure the gift. The Unity candle holder pictured on the front of the bulletin is warmth-inducing in more ways than one, though I know better than to light the candle in the middle and then leave it burning on my desk. This candle holder was a gift from Christian Care Communities, an organization whose board I served on when I lived in Kentucky. Christian Care Communities is a Christian Church Disciples of Christ-related senior living provider with facilities in various parts of the Commonwealth. Nearly 70% of the older adults Christian Care Communities serves can't afford the care and services they receive there, but the organization continues to provide compassionate care for people facing loss of health or those who need a safe, loving place to live, disciples or not. Christian Care Communities offers hope and healing for individuals and families coping with grief, illness, and loneliness. The motto is enhancing the journey of life. So to live up to that motto, they offer these services and programs that make a real difference in the quality of life and the health of older adults and their families. The organization started in 1871 when a young woman who lay dying at Louisville City Hospital begged her pastor, William A. Broadhurst, to find a place where her young son could be raised with Christian values. So Reverend Broadhurst and his wife took the child into their own home. With the support of his church members, Reverend Broadhurst worked to establish a home that would care for widows and orphans that were members of Christian churches across Kentucky. In May 1884, only 9 years after the running of the first Kentucky Derby, we date everything in Kentucky as either before the first Derby or after. The Christian Church Widows and Orphans Home of Kentucky opened its doors at 1013 East Jefferson Street in Louisville. This is the faith-inspired legacy of caring from which Christian Care Communities grew. I don't recall how I got on the board of Christian Care Communities. Probably somebody just said, "Hey, you want to serve on the board of Christian Care Communities?" And I said, "Sure." I was on the board until I moved out here, and they gave me that candle holder as a parting gift to remember them by. They got it from an artist collective called 10,000 Villages, which develops partnerships with artisans in under-resourced communities and helps them earn money by bringing their handcrafted products and powerful stories to global markets. You should check out their website at 10,000villages.com to see their wonderful wares, jewelry, and kitchen items, and singing bowls, and soap, and fair trade tea and coffee. This candle holder is made of Kasi'i soapstone and was handcrafted in Kenya. It's heavy. It depicts two figures holding hands around a candle in the center, symbolizing balance and well-being in relationships and the circle of life as well. We are all part of the circle of life. We are all on different spectrums of that circle, some of us just beginning their journey, some of us nearing the end. But what binds us together and keeps us together is our unity and that light in the midst of us, the light of Jesus Christ. When the candle is lit, the wispy smoke rising up invokes the Holy Spirit, reminding us of our call to be people of gentleness, patience, love, and compassion, Christ-like traits that hold us together. Paul and I are on the same page here. We are both passionate about promoting unity in the body of Christ, and we both know how fragile that unity can be. We are all different people with different experiences and different insights, and yet nothing should ever come between us or sever our unity in Christ. Just because we are all different doesn't mean some of us are better than others. In Christ's eyes, we are all equal, sinners equally in desperate need of forgiveness and redemption. Nothing should ever make us abandon our calling to love one another, care for one another, support one another, and pray for one another, which is also the clear mission of Christian care communities. It all begins with love. Love keeps us holding on to one another's hands as we dance through this life because we need each other. This candle holder is a fitting figure for Christian care communities because it depicts two people going through life together, relying on each other, depending on each other, supporting each other until the very end. It's a wonderful reminder that we're all in this together. Christian care communities doesn't shy away from the realization that one day all our candles will wink out. It doesn't shy away from the realization that aging is tough. Their commitment is to make sure the final journey is as smooth as possible. And that means surrounding their clients with, yes, Christian care and community and love. So this candle holder not only reminds me of the work of Christian care communities, but it also reminds me of the important things in life, of the Christ-like attributes we should all strive to nurture: compassion, tenderness, mercy, kindness, humility, patience, forgiveness. In these troubled times, it's sometimes easy to forget what we are called to be and to do. We wonder how come it's so hard to do all that. Then we remember Jesus Christ and what he has done for us, and we are assured once again that we can do all these things and more through his power. That is the message this candle holder reminds me of daily. One of my favorite sayings is, "It is better to light a single candle than sit and curse the darkness," which reminds me of another quintessential Kentucky entity, Mama's Cave. I've only been there once, but I distinctly remember when the tour guide took us way deep down in the cave and then turned out the lights. I tell you, I have never seen darkness like that. I mean, it was dark, dark, dark. You couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. It felt as though a heavy black cloak of doom and despair had been placed on our shoulders. Imagine being in that cave and getting lost, not knowing where the entrance was or where anything was, a stalactite or a stalagmite that you might run into and hurt yourself. The fear was real. And then the tour guide turned on just a small, simple flashlight, and suddenly there was hope again. Just that one little light dispelled the darkness and the dread and let us know there was a way out. Just a pinpoint of light made a world of difference. It reminded me of another saying I love, the verse from John's Gospel, "And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." The light of the Lord shines through everything we do, from the beginning to the middle to the very end. Jesus brings love and light into the heart of the beloved community. Because of him, we are knit together in love. Because of him, we are never alone. Because of him, the perfect circle of love never ends. Because of him, we have that light of love in the midst of our lives, and it will never go out, and we will never walk in darkness. Thanks be to God for the blessing of the light of Christ. Let us pray. God, we lift up Christian care communities today and all the people who work at all its facilities, giving comfort and care to our older brothers and sisters that are nearing the end of their life journeys. Help us remember to keep the love light of Christ burning before us, giving light and blessing to the things we do that demonstrate our devotion to you. Give us opportunities to be as kind, as compassionate, as tender, and as merciful as Jesus Christ is. May his light continue to shine in and through us, making the circle of our lives complete. Amen.